Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is Season 1, Episode 8, and we're looking at the verb vouloir. Welcome back to the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. This is the show which will give you your weekly fix of Coffee Break French and help you sort out your verbs so that you can use them accurately and effectively in your spoken and written French. Moi, comme vous le savez très bien, je m'appelle Marc. Je suis votre professeur et je vais vous aider avec vos verbes français. In this episode, we're looking at the verb vouloir, meaning to want. It's another modal verb, like pouvoir, that we looked at last time. So we're going to be learning the conjugations for the present, the perfect, the imperfect, and the future tenses of vouloir. And then we'll look at some example sentences, and I'll be testing your language skills with some translation questions. Okay, it's time to begin. Let's take a look at the verb vouloir. As usual, we'll start with the present tense. The present tense of vouloir, meaning I want, you want, he wants, and so on. So, let's look at the I part. Je veux. V-E-U-X. Je veux. The tu form is tu veux. Sounds exactly the same as the je form. Je veux, I want. Tu veux, you want. And the il and elle form is also veux. However, this is spelled differently. It's V-E-U-T. Il veut, elle veut. He wants, she wants. Now, when we come to the nous form, we return to the OU of the infinitive. So it becomes nous voulons. Je veux, tu veux, il veut, elle veut, nous voulons. V-O-U-L-O-N-S. So we want, nous voulons. And you, plural, want, vous voulez. V-O-U-L-E-Z. And then finally, for the il, elle plural form, we go back to the E-U sound. So that's ils veulent, V-E-U-L-E-N-T. Ils veulent, or elles veulent. Now you've probably already noticed the similarities between pouvoir and vouloir. Exactly the same forms, je peux, je veux, tu peux, tu veux, and for example, nous pouvons, nous voulons. So all that's changing really is the P and the V in pouvoir to V and L in vouloir. Je veux, tu veux, il veut, elle veut, nous voulons, vous voulez, ils veulent, elles veulent. Okay, let's try this with some music. Je veux, tu veux, il veut. Nous voulons, vous voulez, ils veulent. So that is the present tense of vouloir. Let's go back to the past now and we'll think about the perfect tense of vouloir. And the crucial thing we need to know is, of course, the past participle. And the past participle of vouloir is voulu, voulu. Now, don't get mixed up with what happens to pouvoir, which of course is pu, and think that vouloir is vu. In fact, vu is the past participle of another verb, voir, but we'll come to that at a later date. So the past participle of vouloir is voulu, giving I have wanted, j'ai voulu, you have wanted, tu as voulu, and so on. Let's go through this with some music. J'ai voulu. Tu as voulu, il a voulu, Nous avons voulu. Vous avez voulu. Ils ont voulu. The perfect tense of vouloir. I have wanted, you have wanted, and so on. Okay, we're staying with the past, and we're going now to the imperfect tense. And you know that to form the imperfect tense, we go to the present tense and the nous form. So, nous voulons, and we'll take off that ONS and add our imperfect endings, which of course you know by now are AIS, AIS, AIT, IONS, IEZ, AIENT. And I hope that you can recite that as easily as that, and that will help you get to grips with the imperfect tense. Vouloir then becomes I was wanting, je voulais, V-O-U-L-A-I-S, tu voulais, V-O-U-L-A-I-S again, and il or elle voulait, V-O-U-L-A-I-T. Then the nous form is nous voulions, voulions, V-O-U-L-I-O-N-S, vous vouliez, V-O-U-L-I-E-Z, you were wanting, plural form, and il voulait, V-O-U-L-A-I-E-N-T, il voulait, they were wanting. Once more, let's go through this with some music. Je voulais, tu voulais, il voulait, nous voulions, vous vouliez, il voulait. So there you have the imperfect tense of vouloir. I was wanting, you were wanting. Also, I wanted, you wanted. Depends, of course, on the context. Let's turn now to the future tense. And just like pouvoir had an irregular future stem, so too does vouloir. And this may well be something that you're familiar with. V-O-U-D-R for the future stem. And you'll probably recognize that from the word or the phrase je voudrais, which is I would like. Now that's the conditional. We don't cover the conditional as such here on the main episodes of the Verb Fix. However, you can find them as part of the bonus materials. Head over to radiolingua.com/verbfix to find out how you can access those materials. Coming back to the future tense. The future endings, as we know, are AI, AS, A, ONS, EZ, ONT, and we're going to add them to this future stem. So coming back to V-O-U-D-R, we get je voudrais, V-O-U-D-R-A-I. I will want, je voudrais. You will want is tu voudras, V-O-U-D-R-A-S, tu voudras. He or she will want, il voudra, elle voudra, V-O-U-D-R-A. And then we will want. Nous voudrons, V-O-U-D-R-O-N-S, nous voudrons. You, plural, will want, vous voudrez, V-O-U-D-R-E-Z, vous voudrez. And then they will want, V-O-U-D-R-O-N-T, ils voudront, elles voudront. Okay, let's go through the future tense of vouloir with some music. Je voudrais, tu voudras, il voudra, nous voudrons, vous voudrez, ils voudront. Okay, so that was the future tense of vouloir. I will want, you will want, and so on. It's now time to look at some example sentences, and these will help you understand vouloir in context. Let's take the example first of I don't want to do it. Je ne veux pas le faire. Je ne veux pas le faire. I don't want to do it. So using veux in the present tense, veux, je veux, or in the negative, of course, je ne veux pas. Je ne veux pas le faire. I don't want to do it. Another example could be, they wanted to go to the University of the Sorbonne being a Paris university, the Paris university. So, ils voulaient, the imperfect tense, you're describing their desire at the time. They were wanting, they wanted to to go to the University of the Sorbonne. Il voulait aller à l'université de la Sorbonne. Il voulait aller à l'université de la Sorbonne. Okay, it's time now to test your translation skills and your understanding of the verb vouloir. Let's see if you can translate from French into English. And here is the sentence that I'd like you to translate. Je suis sûr que ses copains voudront aller à Paris le week-end prochain. I'll say that again. Je suis sûr que ses copains voudront aller à Paris le week-end prochain. That's quite a tricky sentence. Je suis sûr que, I am sure that, ses copains, his friends or her friends, voudront aller à Paris, will want to go to Paris le week-end prochain, next weekend. Je suis sûr que ses copains voudront aller à Paris le week-end prochain. I'm sure that his friends or her friends will want to go to Paris next weekend. Okay, let's try one from English into French. They didn't want to go on holiday without their children. They didn't want to go on holiday without their children. It's always a little trickier translating into French. Let's think about to go on holiday. You can say aller en vacances or partir en vacances. So they didn't want to go on holiday. Which tense are we going to be using here? It's the imperfect because we are describing their desire or lack of desire in this case to go on holiday. So they didn't want to go on holiday. Ils ne voulaient pas. V-O-U-L. A-I-E-N-T, ils ne voulaient pas partir en vacances without their children, sans leurs enfants. Sans leurs enfants. L-E-U-R-S for their children. Without their children, sans leurs enfants. Okay, it's time now to go through the full conjugation in the four tenses of vouloir. We'll start with the present tense. I want, you want. Je veux, tu veux, il veut. Nous voulons, vous voulez, ils veulent. The present tense of vouloir. Let's move now to the perfect. I have wanted, you have wanted. And we're using the past participle, voulu. J'ai voulu, tu as voulu, il a voulu. Nous avons voulu, vous avez voulu, ils ont voulu. That's the perfect tense of vouloir. I have wanted, you have wanted. Let's take it back a stage in the imperfect and we'll say I was wanting. Je voulais, tu voulais, il voulait. Nous voulions, vous vouliez, il voulait. I was wanting, you were wanting, or I wanted, you wanted. Let's go now to the future tense of vouloir. I will want, you will want. Je voudrais, tu voudras, il voudra. Nous voudrons, vous voudrez, ils voudront. So that was the future tense of vouloir. In fact, that was the future, the imperfect, the perfect, and the present tenses of vouloir. And that's almost it for another episode of the Coffee Break French Verb Fix. But don't forget that you can take part in the show by sending us your voice recordings of your sentence featuring the verb vouloir. Visit radiolingua.com/join in to send us your example sentences, or indeed you can do so via Facebook. Just click on the SpeakPipe button on Facebook. I'd also like to mention that there's a members version of this show available on the Radiolingua website, and that features additional tenses. You can study the verb in the conditional, in this case, je voudrais, I would like, and so on. And the present subjunctive, the past historic, the pluperfect, the future perfect, and conditional perfect tenses too. As part of the premium materials, we also offer notes and further examples and test translation questions. You can find out more about how to access this fantastic resource at radiolingua.com/verbfix. Alors, les amis, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.